Jerry Bader Show 1052. I do think for the moment they should be in adult court, by the way. The two 12-year-olds in Waukesha. Someone who posts at Right Wisconsin under the nom de plume of Savvy Pundit. Right, Pundit writes this today. Hello, my name is Evil. I know I'm not a welcome guest at your societal garden party. I know most of you like to ignore me or pretend I simply do not exist. I know acknowledging me makes a lot of you queasy because it runs counter to the polite, oh so politically correct, anti-absolutist, relativistic fantasy world you have created for yourselves. But let me warn you and state this unequivocally. I will not be ignored. Oh, I know you've tried. I concocted shootings and drugs and gang violence. You relegated these occurrences to news in brief or ignored them completely, as if I didn't even exist, that these were just normal byproducts of urban life and not clear evidence of my presence. How rude of you. Since you callously won't acknowledge my presence when the killings and shootings were merely one thug on another, I upped the ante and brought an innocent 10-year-old on a playground into the mix, referring to a recent Milwaukee incident. Surely that would get me noticed. Instead, you gave the credit to others. You blamed the gun used. You blame poverty. You blame race. You blame Scott Walker. Seriously? Isn't that becoming a little cliche? What, George Bush wasn't available? You're embarrassing yourselves. But as I noted, I will not be ignored. And now I give you the Slender Man stabbings. Who or what are you going to blame this time? Race? Ha! Whites! Urban male culture? Try again. 12-year-old girls. Guns? Nope. A knife. Gangs? Don't insult me. A pajama party sleepover. Poverty? Better luck next time, middle class. Milwaukee? Try Waukesha. Poor, underfunded, failing schools? Not a chance. Just to drive that point home a little more clearly, I even use the modern-day mark of an affluent school. The school issue iPad for every kid as part of my plan on this one. I was unaware of that they use an iPad to plot this thing. And yet, you continue to resist admitting my tangible existence. You cling doggedly to your relativistic claptrap. You live in a constant state of denial concerning the state of human nature. You try to wish away the Hobbesian reality even after I give you example after nasty, brutish, and short example of unfettered individuals living in their own state of nature. You believe that trying to constrain behavior by declaring the existence of any absolute of right or wrong makes you intolerant, something that you seem to believe is literally to be a fate worse than death. You believe that your children are blank slates of creative virtue, and it is society's role not to besmirch them with judgment, rules, or absolutes instead of realizing that from birth they are self-centered bundles of depravity, for whom virtue is an inherently unnatural act that can only be instilled in them intentionally over time by patience, persistence, and discipline. In short, you have become frustratingly expert at finding other things to blame my acts on. But I hope these last few weeks have shown you that for every denial or diversion tactic you employ, I will come up with something mind-blowingly new and shocking to prove I am real. Now, will you please give me my name tag and my drink tickets and admit that I am here? You see, the real danger you face is not the Slender Man. It is the hollow men and women that you are churning out with an assembly line level efficiency in your values bereft society. If you make them, I'll fill them. Because all of nature, even human nature, abhors a vacuum. Hello, my name is Evil. I will not be ignored. Someone who writes as Savvy Pundit at Right Wisconsin, it is brilliant. Liberals have created a society where we're not supposed to judge anybody, and we are not supposed to impose values. So we have a valueless society. Values do not come from the individual. They do come from society, and values from society to society differ. It's one thing to modulate our values to more liberal, as we have done over the years. It's another to say, well, whatever a kid is. The reality is that his argument is that 2-year-old tyrant will grow into a 12-year-old tyrant or a 20-year-old tyrant. These two girls appear to be evil, soulless monsters. How did they get that way? That's the question we're asking today. His argument is everybody would be that way if society does not instill values upon them. Is it possible? Earlier, I said there were no warning signs. I think warning signs are getting harder and harder and harder and harder and harder to catch because we are being conditioned not to notice them. Well, you can't judge someone just for being different, you know. We used to the extreme, I admit, to the extreme, and commit people to the extreme. Now we have gone completely the other way, and we're paying for it. I have not yet gotten to the carbon EPA debacle. We need to try to do that tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.